Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
How's your iPhone been running lately? Is it running extra slowly? Does it seem like the battery can't hold a charge? Well, you're not alone, and a whole new series of lawsuits allege that that slowness might not be plain old technological wear and tear. 8 class action lawsuits filed this week allege that Apple has been slowing down phones on purpose and with no warning, leaving consumers with the impression that they need to buy an expensive new phone and not just a new battery, say for $80 or so. Rory Van Loo is here. He's associate professor of law at Boston University. Rory, what exactly has been going on with iPhones that have people so upset or at least suspicious?
So what happened is that Apple, in order to solve an ongoing problem of old batteries becoming less and less effective and customers complaining about Apple's previous approach, which had been to shut down the phone when the battery reached a certain level, around 50% or so, or sometimes 30%. At times, the phone would just shut off, and consumers were complaining. And so Apple then said, oh, well, we have another idea. We're going to instead just decrease the speed and performance of the phone so that it doesn't shut down indeterminately, and thus the battery will last longer. The only problem is it didn't tell consumers that this is what it was going to do. When people clicked yes for the update, the upgrade to the new operating system, and subsequently had a slower phone, and then later found out that their phone was slower because Apple had decided that that's what was best, people were really mad. What happened was an independent lab actually did some tests because we weren't really sure if this was people being too hard on Apple, it was a conspiracy theory. And so an independent lab basically concluded that, yes, indeed, they were slowing down the phones, which forced Apple to admit this. You get the sense that lawyers across America saw opportunity because one of the world's richest companies had made a mistake. And so you just saw this series of lawsuits in New York, San Francisco, LA, Chicago, even Tel Aviv.
I understand that people are frustrated. My phone is slower. I'm frustrated, too. What does the law have to say about this, potentially?
Yeah, so they filed these lawsuits under a number of different claims, contract law claims, consumer protection, even tort. These are all very different areas of the law, and each of the suits has kind of a little bit of a different flavor. You get the sense that they were filed somewhat quickly, perhaps. And also, this is a new area of the law, so we're not really sure exactly which claim and argument will stick. They all have one core narrative, and that is that Apple concealed crucial information and had an agenda of getting people to buy new phones by slowing down their old ones. And the real issue of this lawsuit are going to be whether or not the plaintiffs can establish that consumers would have done something different if they had known the true nature of the problem with their phones and Apple's role in it. So in other words, the plaintiffs are going to want to show that consumers who went and bought a $500 or $1,000 new phone instead would have just paid, you know, as you pointed out earlier, $80 for a new battery.
They used to say, if you've got a phone, you've got a lawyer. Now they should say, if you've got a phone, you might need a lawyer. Rory Van Loo has been watching Apple and watching consumers. 8 new class action lawsuits that might help decide whether your slow phone is a matter for the courts. Associate professor of law at Boston University, Rory Van Loo, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.